day two of the Open at Royal Portrush. A bad start for our Rory, but better news for other local contenders. Let's start with Steve, and good morning to you.
Good morning, Vinny.
So everyone's talking about it. I'm sure he's not feeling great this morning, but Rory McIlroy, it's not the beginning we all had hoped for him.
No, dreadful start for Rory McIlroy. He's 13 shots behind the joint leaders, Tyrrell Hatton and JB Holmes. It was a nightmare for Rory McIlroy yesterday. All the hype, all the build-up, playing in front of his home fans, Open Championship, returning to Northern Ireland for the first time in 68 years. He wanted to go out there, enjoy it and impress. And from his opening tee shot yesterday, unfortunately, it all went horribly wrong.
Yes, and it wasn't just our Rory that had a bad day. Tiger Woods himself didn't do so well, and I believe there was someone that the name has slipped my mind that had a 14 shots on a par 5.
Yeah, David Duval, former Open champion, former world number one, had a bit of a disaster as well. But at the moment, Rory McIlroy is sitting tied 149th, Tiger Woods tied 144th. It's not what everyone wanted here to see. They're the two biggest names in golf. Everyone wanted to see them at the top of the leaderboard. Unfortunately, that hasn't happened.
And if people have tickets for the weekend and they're hoping to see Rory and Tiger in action, they could be disappointed. What has to happen today for people to make the weekend play?
Well, I think both of them are going to have, unbelievably good rounds. It's probably a minor miracle if both of them make the weekend, but you just never know with these two golfers. They're two of the most special sportsmen in the world, and if anyone can make sure they're here for the weekend, it is Tiger Woods or Rory McIlroy, but both of them are going to have to go out and shoot very low under par rounds today. And the weather forecast when Rory tees off after 3 o'clock today, unfortunately, is for rain, and the winds are to come up as well, so the conditions are going to be tough.
What happened with Rory? You've met the man many times. He was playing down any pressure beforehand and talking about how this is just another game and he's going to focus. But obviously there were certain pressures at play there that got to him in the end.
It's probably, I have to say, you have to put it down to just the occasion. I was speaking to Darren Clark yesterday, and he said he was unbelievably emotional on the first tee when he walked on at 6:30 in the morning. Thousands and thousands of people here willing on the local golfers, especially the three major champions from Northern Ireland, Graham McDowell, Rory McIlroy and Darren Clark. And I can only assume that the occasion got to McIlroy. It was really one bad shot that did the damage early on, and 8 at the first hole, and he was playing catch up after then. He actually played quite nicely then, through much of the round. And then, unfortunately, it all fell apart at the end of the round as well. Look, knowing Rory, he will want to come here today, try to put that behind him, and he will try and go out today and impress as best he can and put on some kind of show. We can only hope for some of that McIlroy magic, which we've seen many times down through the years.
Kevin Garside, chief sports car at the I newspaper. We've waited 68 years for the Open to return to Portrush. What are the players saying about the actual course and the North Coast itself?
Well, I think they absolutely adore the setting. The course is in terrific shape. I mean, this morning, you could be in the Caribbean. It's warm. It's perfectly gettable, the course.
The Caribbean, fantastic. Kevin, are you pushing it a little bit there?
Well, have you been to the Caribbean? I mean, the Caribbeans are all right in the hotel, but you step outside the hotel, it's not so pretty, eh? But here, it's beautiful. It looks like, the scene around the first tee and the hitting upwards toward a beautiful green walled with the cliffs at the back and then the blue sky carpet on top. Absolutely fantastic. And it's in great nick. And the atmosphere is brilliant.
What was your highlight from play yesterday?
Well, I mean, is it a highlight or a low light? But I just think the drama around Rory was just outstanding. And I feel I need to say this about Rory. The kid has done nothing wrong. He's an absolute hero. You ask any of the golfers out here, they give their right, well, not their right arm, but you know what I'm saying. If they could even hit a ball like him, it was just all too much. But that with the drama around that first tee shot, I mean, it was just incredible. And I saw him, I was on the third there, he did actually drop a shot on the third as well. And on the third tee, he was breathing so heavily. And I think he kind of felt a little bit embarrassed, a little bit humiliated that he started like he did. He didn't need to feel that way because everybody loves him and he will come back and do great things, but that was the big drama. And then Tiger in the afternoon, looking as stiff as a board, could hardly move and, had a struggled all day. And the two big ticket sellers struggling, that was the big drama.
The players are, of course, back on the course. They've been for a number of hours, some of them this morning. Any changes at the top of the leaderboard?
Oh, yes. Well, JB Holmes has just birded the second, so he's now 6 under and he's a shot clear. Interestingly, Brooks Koepka hasn't fired at all this morning. He's still three under where he started. Louis Westay isn't a former Open champion at the home of golf, St Andrews, in 2010. He's at three under. So it's starting to move. I think we'll see some low numbers.
Kevin Garside and Stephen Watson, thank you both very much.